MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 18, 2025. 6 people have been displaced by a Lynn fire. There's no change in the trash hauler strike. Mix of clouds and sun, windy near 70, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:40 p.m. Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com, a 3-alarm fire in the kitchen of a house on Baltimore Street in Lynn has left 6 people displaced after the Lynn Fire Department battled the blaze on Thursday night, with the roof of the structure having caved in and collapsed on itself. There were no injuries to those who were displaced. Fire Lieutenant Dennis Ring said that the investigation is still currently underway to determine the cause of the fire. The fire will remain under investigation by the Lynn Fire Investigation Unit, Lynn Police, and the Massachusetts State Police, assigned to the State Fire Marshal's Office. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga announced on Friday that there is still no progress in the continuing Republic trash hauler strike.
Curbside recycling collection remains suspended, so please pull your recycling in from the curb. If you can, lend a hand to neighbors who may have trouble transporting their recycling to the DPW yard. The recycling drop-off site will also be open Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 6 p.m., and we'll update you if that schedule changes. Curbside trash pickup continues as normal. Leave your trash at the curb by 7 a.m. on your usual day and wait until 5 p.m. to report any missed collections on See Click Fix. Unfortunately, there appears to have been little progress with Republic Services. We're pushing them to return to negotiations and to meet their contractual obligations. In the meantime, our DPW has done an excellent job filling gaps, though some regular tasks, like mowing, may be delayed. I know much of this isn't new information, but we want to keep everyone updated and make sure residents relay the details. Thank you for your patience, understanding, and community spirit. We'll get through this together. Take care.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Governor Mara Healey's administration is seeking to expand charging stations for electric vehicles as part of broader efforts to get more drivers to ditch their gas-powered vehicles. But the spending comes amid increasing uncertainty about the future of the industry. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection last Monday said it will allocate $46 million through fiscal 2027 for electric vehicle charging infrastructure to support the strategic build-out of e-vehicle infrastructure across the state. The money will be used to implement recommendations of a report by the State Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Coordinating Council, which includes several state agencies, that calls for expanding EV charging infrastructure statewide, particularly along transportation corridors and for medium and heavy-duty vehicles. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Ridden and the Department of Public Services Water Division are implementing voluntary water use restrictions effective August 14. Due to recent heat waves and a prolonged lack of rainfall, local reservoir levels have declined, prompting the city to encourage residents and businesses to limit non-essential water use.
We are announcing today that we're doing a voluntary implementation of water use restriction, okay? Which is just a long way of saying, like, we're asking everyone, they don't have to do this, but we would like some help in doing this in some of the non-essential uses of our water. Again, these tend to go in effect every summer. If you've noticed, a lot of surrounding communities have done this a lot earlier. Ours is typically based on, once we get into August, we have certain levels that our reservoirs have to be at, otherwise we go to this voluntary water use restriction is what it's called. So right now we are in a great spot, right? Again, even with all the hot water we've had, we just dipped below the 90% capacity of our reservoir capacity, right? So we just dipped at 90%. So in August, when that happens, we go to this voluntary ban. The next involuntary ban, or like now we're having some heavy duty restrictions, that wouldn't kick in until we get all the way down to 75%. So right now we're at 88%. We're going with the restriction that's being announced today. So again, this means if you're someone who's watering your lawn every day, maybe you water it every 3 days. That's what we're recommending. All watering should be taking place either in the morning or the night. So we're talking 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., okay? Things like that. There are other recommendations we make. So if you want to go to the city website, there'll be one of the first things you see on the city website in the news section will be information around this water use restriction. Again, this is voluntary. You don't have to do it, but we would love your help. When you do something like this, you're helping out your whole community. You're not just doing this for yourself. What else is going on with the water supply? So we also are monitoring an algae bloom that is on in a couple places in the lower and upper artichoke. This is something we've been monitoring since June, all right? But we wanted to let you know that the water is 100% clean and healthy, all right? Again, everyone else has their own opinions about the water, but the water bloom is being contained and monitored right now. We're going to continue to do some testing, and so we'll have more information to follow, but right now we wanted to let you know that that's out there. So we did have to put some signs up around the reservoir. You know, we do allow fishing in our reservoir. My son loves to go down there and fish. Right now, we're not allowing that, okay? If you're someone who takes your dogs or pets in a walk in that area around the reservoirs, you got to make sure you keep your dogs out of there. It's our drinking water, so they probably shouldn't be in there anyways, right? Because we don't allow swimming in our reservoirs. But we are going to put some signs up. Again, a lot of this takes place in Newburyport and West Newbury. So again, we put that out there today. We're going to keep you informed. There's no other actions that need to be taken this time.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Ridden in his most recent Mayor's Corners podcast. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Salem State University campus is undergoing major changes as The Salem State University campus is undergoing major changes as three interconnected large-scale renovation projects will soon all be underway. The Horace Mann Laboratory and Meyer Hall construction projects, both set to be completed by fall 2027, are part of SSU Bold, a larger $84 million campus unification and modernization project. The renovations are being done concurrently with the Associated North Campus Decarbonization Project, which is set to begin this week. Caitlin D. Daly reports in the Newburyport Daily News in Amesbury. Popular pop-up businesses Caravan and Salvage Modern got the green light to extend their tenure in the historic Fuller Building. Caravan and the Portsmouth, New Hampshire-based furniture store Salvage Modern officially opened their temporary businesses at 45 Main Street on July 1. Originally, the pop-up was only expected to remain open until September, but Caravan owner Jen Silver received a call last week offering her the chance to stay in her dream space until January 1. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, with the change to cooler air, today comes news that practices opened last Friday for Massachusetts high school football teams. Scrimmages could start as soon as this coming Saturday for area teams. Michelle Roach has been named the new girls' varsity hockey coach at Arlington Catholic. Roach leaves Peabody High School, where she has been the head coach for the past decade, compiling 139 wins and 5 Northeastern Conference championships. Peabody is a co-op program with Linfield and North Reading. Hamilton captured the Intertown baseball title on Saturday with a 7-5 win over Manchester. The Generals won their fourth straight league title by winning the best-of-5 game series in 4 games. The North Shore Baseball League Championship is underway between the Beverly Wrecks and the Northeast Tide. The best-of-7 game series continues this week. And the Red Sox lost to the Marlins 5-3 last night. Tonight, the Sox will host the Orioles at Fenway. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media.
MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.